欢迎各位收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第30课的第一讲，我是肖华。
我是郑玉文。收听美国英语这个英语教学节目是通过 Stewart 一家的活动来讲解美国人经常用的词汇、短语还有表达形式。那肖华，我们先来把今天的课文内容给听众介绍一下好不好？
好啊，今天的课文是讲 Richard 的妈妈 Ellen 去古董店买一个弹钢琴时坐的凳子。她在店门口看见古董店老板的一只小猫。
Ellen 告诉古董店的老板Rosen 先生，他对那张钢琴凳子很感兴趣。
老板后来发现凳子坐垫下有一份歌谱，他就说要是艾伦买钢琴凳子就把歌谱免费送给他。他们就这样成交了。
在听整个课文以前，我们先给听众朋友介绍几个单词和短语。
Kitty K-I-T-T-Y Kitty 就是小猫，猫呢是 CatC-A-T Cat 小猫是 Kitty。
Tag T-A-G Tag 就是标签或者是牌子。
Collar C-O-L-L-A-R Collar 是指戴在脖子上的项圈。
Antique store Antique A-N-T-I-Q-U E, antique 是古董。 Store S-T-O-R-E Store 是商店，所以 antique store 就是古董店。
Piano P-I-A-N-O Piano 钢琴。
Bench B-E-N-C-H Bench 凳子。 Piano bench就是弹钢琴时用的凳子。
Memory M-E-M-O-R-Y Memory 复数形式是 memories， 意思是记忆。
Expensive E-X-P-E-N-S-I-V-E Expensive 贵，价钱很贵的贵。
Sheets of music. Sheet. S-H-E-E-T. Sheet. 就是一张纸。Music. M-U-S-I-C. 是音乐。所以 Sheets of music 就是琴谱。
Rose. R-O-S-E. Rose. 就是玫瑰花。
Deal.D-E-A-L Deal 交易。
好，现在我们就来把整个课文听一遍。
Nice kitty. Are you lost? Let me check the tag on your collar. It says your name is Cleo. It says you live at Benjamin Rosen's antique store. Nice Cleo.
Hello there. I see you have met Cleo.
Oh, hello. I was worried that she was lost.
She's not lost. She lives in my antique store.
Then you must be Mr. Rosen. I was just looking at that piano bench when I noticed her.
Are you interested in it?
Yes, in fact, I am.
Then why don't you come inside? Maybe you would like to buy the piano as well.
I already have a piano.
Ah, but this piano is a player piano. Come inside, please. Come on, Cleo. Watch this. You put the paper piano roll in here, and then you push this button.
That brings back memories.My grandparents had a player piano when I was a child. It seemed like magic, and the keys went up and down all by themselves.
If you're interested, I can give you a very good price on this.
Thank you, but I'm not interested in buying a piano. I am interested in the bench.
Well, they do go together. But maybe I can sell you just the bench. Move aside, Cleo. There. Now you can see the bench better.
That is a lovely bench. And it's long enough for two. Oh, and I see it's not too expensive.
I think the top of the seat picks up like a lid. Underneath it, you can store sheets of music. I guess nobody has opened it for a while.
Why, look. There's a piece of music inside.
Sure is. I bet it's been there a long time.
Da, 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 da. Roses are the loveliest of...
Hey, you're pretty good at that.
Thanks. I'm a music teacher. Does the music go with the bench?
I'll make you a deal. You buy the bench, and I'll give you the music for free.
Oh, Mr. Rosen, you've got yourself a deal. Roses are the loveliest of flowers. Da, 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 da,
da, da. 各位听众，整个课文已经听完了，下面我们来分段听。第一段是 Ellen 和一只小猫讲话，后来他又和店主 Benjamin Rosen 先生说话。
Nice kitty. Are you lost? Let me check the tag on your collar. It says your name is Cleo. It says you live at Benjamin Rosen's antique store. Nice Cleo.
小猫乖，你迷路了吗？让我来看看你项圈上的牌子，牌子上说你的名字叫 Cleo， 还说你住在 Benjamin Rosen 的古董店。Cleo， 你真乖。
Hello there. I see you have met Cleo.
你好，我看到你已经认识 Cleo 了。
Oh, hello. I was worried that she was lost.
哦、oh, ，你好，我还担心这猫找不到家了。
She's not lost.She lives in my antique store.
她没有丢，她就住在我的古董店里。
小华，这段话里 lost 这个词用了好几次。Lost, L-O-S-T. Ellen 问这只小猫 ,Are you lost? 后来呢，她又对古董店老板 Rosen 先生说 ,I was worried.That she was lost. Rosen 先生说 She's not lost.
Lost 是一个非常普通的动词，一般是指丢了什么东西。例如 I lost my book. 我丢了我的书。 I lost my watch. 我丢了我的手表。
但是在这段对话里 Lost 都是在动词 To be 的后面。 Are you lost? She was lost. She is not lost.在这种表语结构的句子里 ,lost 就是迷路。
要是说上回你到我家的时候走丢了路该怎么说呢
?I was lost on my way to your home last time. 哦、oh, 你是在说我啊哎对耶第一次去你家的时候啊我还真是走迷了路。不过
什么呀我清清楚楚地告诉你怎么走。You were still lost. 可是玉伟你别不好意思啊。我有时候去新的地方也会迷路。I'm sometimes lost.
原来如此，那看来我还比你好一些啊。
这段对话里很有趣的是 ，Ellen 对猫讲话，他问那小猫是不是迷路后说 ，Let me check the tag on your collar. Tag 是牌子 ，collar 是项圈。Tag on your collar 就是你项圈上的牌子。
美国人非常喜欢小动物，一般呢都会给家里的宠物带一个挂牌子的项圈，牌子上写了名字和地址，这样啊，人家看见了也好送回来。
而且美国人呢，往往把家里的宠物就当作家庭的一员来对待。艾伦对猫讲话，就好像对一个孩子讲话一样，非常亲切。
小华，我还特别喜欢 Rosen 先生的幽默感，他在看见艾伦和小猫的时候，他说 ：“I see you have met Cleo.”我看到你已经认识 Cleo 了。
我们接下来听这课课文的第二段。 这还是 Alan 和古董店老板 Rosen 先生的对话。
Then you must be Mr. Rosen. I was just looking at that piano bench when I noticed her.
那你一定是 Rosen 先生了。我刚才在那儿看钢琴凳子的时候看见了这猫。
Are you interested in it?
你喜欢那个钢琴凳子吗？
Yes, in fact, I am.
对，我喜欢。
Then why don't you come inside? Maybe you would like to buy the piano as well.
那你就进来吧。也许你也愿意买这架钢琴。
I already have a piano.
我已经有一架钢琴了。
我们可以从这段对话里学到两种很有用的句型。第一种是 Alan 对古董店老板说的话。I was just looking at that piano bench when I noticed her. 这个句子包括两个不同的动作，一个是在看钢琴凳子，另一个是看到那只猫。把这两个概念呢，用 when 连接起来表示时间，就是说我在看钢琴凳子的时候发现了这只猫。
另外呢，我可以说 I was writing the book report when my mother called.我在写读书报告的时候，我妈妈来电话。
I was on my way home when I saw your brother. 我在回家的路上见到你弟弟了。
还有一种常用的句型是用 Why don't you 开始的句子。店主 Rosen 对 Alan 说 Then why don't you come inside?
表面上看起来呢，这是个问句。实际上呢，老板是说那你就进来吧。
家长啊，经常会对孩子们说Why don't you finish your homework first? 你先把功课做完吧。
太太对先生说 Why don't you clean the garage today? 也就是要先生当天打扫一下车库。
小华 Why don't we continue with our lesson? 我们接着讲课吧。
好。下面是这一课文的第三段。这是 Rosen 先生给 Alan 介绍一架自动钢琴。
Ah, but this piano is a player piano. Come inside, please. Come on, Cleo.
啊，可这是一架自动钢琴，请进来。Cleo, 来吧。
Watch this. You put the paper piano roll in here, and then you push this button.
你看，你把这钢琴纸卷放在这里，然后你摁这个钮。
That brings back memories. My grandparents had a player piano when I was a child. It seemed like magic. The keys went up and down all by themselves.
这让我回想起过去的事了。我小时候，我祖母有一架自动钢琴，当琴键自动上上下下的时候，看起来好像是魔术一样。
Alan 说 That brings back memories， 意思是这架钢琴让他回想起以往的事。
我们家里都有影集，看到以前的照片啊，就容易想起过去的事。These photos bring back memories.
见到我以前的同学，使我回忆起往事。Seeing my former classmates brings back memories.
我们刚才讲到了复合句。I was just looking at that piano bench when I noticed her. 这段对话又给我们提供了两个例子。My grandparents had a player piano when I was a child. 我小时候，我祖母有一架自动钢琴。下面我们来听课文的第四段。Rosen 先生和 Alan 在谈关于买钢琴凳子的交易。
If you're interested, I can give you a very good price on this.
要是你想买这架钢琴的话，我可以给你很好的价钱。
Thank you, but I'm not interested in buying a piano. I am interested in the bench.
谢谢你，但是我不想买钢琴，我想买这个凳子。
Well, they do go together. But maybe I can sell you just the bench. Move aside, Cleo. There. Now you can see the bench better.
嗯，他们是一套， 不过也许我可以把凳子单独卖给你 Cleo， 靠边。对了，现在你可以看清楚这凳子了。
That is a lovely bench. And it's long enough for two. Oh, and I see it's not too expensive.
这个凳子很可爱，两个人坐也够长的。嗯，我看价格也不太贵。
肖华啊，这老板说钢琴和凳子是一套 ，They do go together。听起来好像是钢琴和凳子一起走的意思啊。
是啊，听起来是这样，但是这里的 go together 可不是一起走，而是指这钢琴和凳子是配套的。那为什么要说 they do go together 呢？ do 在这里就是加强语气。比方说，要是我问你今晚要不要去听音乐，你怎么回答呢？
在一般情况下我可以说 yes I do， 但是如果我想强调我很想去的话，我就可以说 Yes, I do like to go. 是，我的确想去。
好，我们接着来听课文的第五段，也是这课文的最后一段。这是 Rosen 先生和 Alan 仔细看那钢琴凳子的时候的对话。
I think the top of the seat picks up like a lid. Underneath it, you can store sheets of music. I guess nobody has opened it for a while.
我想这座位可以像一个盖子一样拿起来，在这下面你可以放琴谱。我想已经有很长时间没有人打开这盖子了。
Why look, there's a piece of music inside.
哎，你看呐，那里面有一张琴谱。
Sure is. I bet it's been there a long time.
果然有，我肯定它在那里已经很久了。
哒哒哒哒哒。Roses are the loveliest of...
Hey, you're pretty good at that.
哎，你唱得很好。
Thanks. I'm a music teacher. Does the music go with the bench?
好，谢谢你，我是音乐老师。这琴谱和凳子一起卖吗？
I'll make you a deal. You buy the bench, and I'll give you the music for free.
我跟你做个交易，你买这凳子，我就把这琴谱免费送给你。
Oh, Mr. Rosen...You've got yourself a deal.
Rosen 先生，你为自己做成了一笔生意。
Roses are the loveliest of flowers.
我们已经解释过 ,sheet of music 是纸上印的乐谱 ,a piece of music 就是一首曲子的乐谱。
Rosen 先生开始说，凳子的坐垫下面可以放 sheets of music, 这是指乐谱。在凳子里找到的是一首歌的乐谱，也可以称为 a piece of music。
Rosen 先生说 I bet it's been there a long time. Bet, B-E-T, 打赌。但是这里 Rosen 先生不是在和别人打赌，而是表示他肯定那乐谱在凳子里待了很久了。
举例来说， I bet my sister won't come today. 我妹妹今天肯定不会来了。
Alan 看到歌谱就开始唱那首歌， Rosen 先生听了就说 You are good at that， 也就是你唱得很好。 To be good at something 就是擅长做某种事。
对，小华，我听说你滑冰滑得很好。 Are you really good at skating？
会滑呀，但是经常摔跤。至于我擅长做什么呀，那得问我太太。她说呀， You are good at doing nothing。
他说你最擅长于无所事事啊。 I bet she's joking。
没错， Rosen 先生后来对 Alan 说 I'll make you a deal。 To make a deal， D-E-A-L， deal 就是达成一笔交易。你可以说 That's a good deal， 那是很合算的交易。
各位听众，全课课文已经分段听完了，下面我们再来听一遍整课课文的录音。
Nice kitty. Are you lost? Let me check the tag on your collar. It says your name is Cleo. It says you live at Benjamin Rosen's antique store. Nice Cleo.
Hello there. I see you have met Cleo.
Oh, hello. I was worried that she was lost.
She's not lost. She lives in my antique store.
Then you must be Mr. Rosen. I was just looking at that piano bench when I noticed her.
Are you interested in it?
Yes, in fact, I am.
Then why don't you come inside? Maybe you would like to buy the piano as well.
I already have a piano.
Ah, but this piano is a player piano. Come inside, please. Come on, Cleo. Watch this. You put the paper piano roll in here, and then you push this button.
That brings back memories. My grandparents had a player piano when I was a child. It seemed like magic, and the keys went up and down all by themselves.
If you're interested, I can give you a very good price on this.
Thank you, but I'm not interested in buying a piano. I am interested in the bench.
Well, they do go together, but maybe I can sell you just the bench. Move aside, Cleo. There. Now you can see the bench better.
That is a lovely bench. And it's long enough for two. Oh, and I see it's not too expensive.
I think the top of the seat picks up like a lid. Underneath it, you can store sheets of music. I guess nobody has opened it for a while.
Why, look. There's a piece of music inside.
Sure is. I bet it's been there a long time.
Da, 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 da. Roses are the loveliest of...
Hey, you're pretty good at that.
Thanks. I'm a music teacher. Does the music go with the bench?
I'll make you a deal. You buy the bench, and I'll give you the music for free.
Oh, Mr. Rosen, you've got yourself a deal. Roses are the loveliest of flowers. Da, 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 da.
各位听众，整个课文的录音听完了，下面我们用英文提几个问题，请大家用英文来回答。
When did Ellen notice the cat? When she was looking at the piano bench. What did Ellen ask the cat? She asked the cat, Are you lost? What was Ellen interested in at the antique store? The piano bench. Why was Ellen not interested in buying a piano? Because she already had a piano. What did Mr. Rosen find inside the piano seat? A piece of music. Did Ellen buy the piano bench? Yes, she did.
各位听众，希望您回答的正确。如果回答的跟我们参考答案不一样，也没有关系，只要意思对了就行。
如果您有问题或者意见，欢迎大家给我们来信，地址是北京邮政信箱9171号，邮政编码100600。
您也可以给我们来电子邮件，地址是英语，也就是中文汉语拼音的英语两个字 @voanews.com。
各位听众，收听美国英语第30课第一讲播送完了，我是肖华，
我是郑玉文，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。
Hello and welcome to American Cafe. My name is Jody.
大家好，我是杨晨。
哎 ，Jody， 你拿了一堆什么东西啊
？Oh, this stuff. Well, let's see. I have political posters. What else do I have? Oh, flyers. You know, information sheets. Wow, I really have a lot of work to do.
一大堆工作，你还这么高兴啊？为什么
？Well, I'm excited because the work is for a political grassroots campaign.See, I volunteered to hang posters and hand out flyers to people at subway stops.
Oh, 原来你是热衷于这种基层群众活动。
It's the best way for everyday citizens to get involved and to make a difference. But hey, some of the people I met at the grassroots campaign meeting can explain it much better than I. Let's hear from them. The first one is Rudy, who organized the meeting that I went to.
下面我们就来听一听 Rudy 是怎么说的。
My name is Rudy. I've lived in D.C. for a little under a year. And grassroots campaigning to me is a movement of people coming together for a common cause, be it political or social or whatever, banding together, working together to come to a common goal and hopefully be victorious in its outcome. The hierarchy is loose, so everybody's voice counts. And in the end, hopefully everybody's happy with the outcome.
Rudy 啊，他总结得很好。他说，基层活动呢是为了一个共同的目的，大家聚集在一起，共同努力，最后获得成功。Jody， 你给大家解释一下 hierarchy 的意思好吗
？Okay, the hierarchy means the chain of command, and in a grassroots campaign, the structure of the hierarchy is very loose. That means there's really no specific leader or boss.
对，这个 hierarchy 就是指挥系统或者说体系。当然了，既然是基层群众运动，那么它的结构一定是比较松散的。
Right, in a grassroots campaign, everybody comes together for, as Rudy said, a common goal and contributes what they can.
那多好啊，每个人都是平等的，也没什么上下级之分啊。
Right, like a true democracy.
你说的一点没错，这一类的自发性群众活动啊，正是美国民主的基础。
Here's another definition of grassroots campaigning that I liked a lot, from Michael.
好，我们再听听 Michael 的观点。
If I had to define grassroots campaigning, I would think it's people working with each other, trying to bring democracy to life, share ideas, get people involved behind their candidate, trying to change minds, raise awareness about an issue or a politician.
Hey, Jody, 我突然想到 grassroots campaign 这个说法是怎么来的呢
Oh, you know, I was curious about the origin or the roots. Get it? Grassroots? Anyway, I was curious about that myself. So let's have Michael help us out again.
Yeah, my understanding of it is that grass has roots that are very broad and they're not very deep, but they're very broad. And the way grass grows is it sends its roots out and then sprouts, and those sprouts send more and more roots out. So it's about a chain reaction or a growing web of people that over time come to life.That's my guess.
中文里的 grassroots 就是草根的意思，草的生命力是很旺盛的哈，它的根部蔓延的很快。那么用这个词来形容这种基层的群众活动是非常形象的。另外啊 ，Michael 说的 chain reaction 就是连锁反应的意思。
The more people you reach out to, the more people they reach out to, and so on and so on and so on.I'd say joining a grassroots campaign is the best way to empower yourself.
你说的没错，这种亲身参与呢，确实有一种鼓舞人心的力量。
That's why a woman named Kate Yoon is involved in a grassroots campaign to elect a political candidate.
My name is Kate Yoon, and I live in Washington, D.C. I grew up in Ohio. A grassroots campaign helps me because it means that, that ideas and emphasis and energy comes up from the grassroots, from everyday citizens. So it helps, I think, empower everyday citizens to really have a voice in national politics.
哎 ，Jody， 你觉不觉得今天我们采访的这几个人啊，他们都强调了群众的参与，每个公民都应该发出自己的声音这样的一种概念，这也正是群众运动的意义所在。
Well, what do you think, Yang Chen? Joining a big group of people and fighting for the same common goal, doesn't it sound exciting?
太让人激动了。
You don't sound very 激动了。Come on, let's go join everyone and take part in the grassroots campaign.
那就走吧，还等什么呢？走。
Thanks for joining us on American Cafe. We gotta go.